for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday evening, March 28, 1998. Spring Family Camp being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Tommy Cook of Tulsa, Oklahoma is the teacher of the evening.
Praise God. Father, we do thank you for health and wealth, Lord. Your health and wealth. We thank you for your security, Lord. We thank you for your goodness tonight. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. And we thank you for all your blessings, Lord. And thank you for this word, Lord. God, it's a lamp to our feet. It's a light to our pathway tonight. Lord, guide us into the word tonight, Lord, and help us. We ask the Holy Spirit to quicken us and to teach us. Lord, you're the teacher. We ask you to help us. And everybody said in Jesus' name,
amen.
Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Hope you have your Bibles. You should have them. Praise the Lord. How many thank God for his word tonight?
Amen.
Amen. Revelation chapter 9. Revelation 9, I'm going to start there. Praise the Lord. In Revelation 9, in verse 18, I want to start reading. I'm not going to preach from chapter 9, but I want to read it. By these three were the third part of men killed, by the fire, by smoke, and by brimstone, which issued out of their mouths. For their power is in their mouth and in their tails. For their tails were like unto serpents, and had heads, and with them they do hurt. And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should worship devils. Notice that. Idols of gold. That they should not worship devils. And I thank you. Idols of gold. And silver, and brass, and stone, and of wood, which neither can see, nor hear, nor walk. Neither repented they of their murderers, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. How many believe this is a critical chapter in Revelation? This is a chapter of the Third World War. This is a chapter of death, destruction, hopelessness, helplessness, and demonic powers coming upon the earth. How many believe that the demonic powers are increasing? You know why? Because God's power is increasing.
Yes.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes.
As God increases, he allows the enemy to increase. Come on, again, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. How many believe that?
Yes.
Praise God. And so in the midst of all this death and destruction and hopelessness and helplessness and all the demonic activity that's on the earth, we have hope because in chapter 10, in chapter 10 and verse 1, notice what John said. And I saw another
yes.
mighty angel. Hallelujah. How many believe there's a lot of mighty angels in heaven?
Yes.
But I tell you, this angel is different than all of them. This is a mighty angel, it says. And how many know an angel means messenger? God has messengers, doesn't he? Hallelujah. And this is the greatest messenger. Amen?
Amen.
How many know Malachi talks about that messenger? You ever read that mess about that messenger in Malachi? Well, read it. It's there. Hallelujah. And it says this mighty angel came down. How many believe that Jesus came to the earth? Hmm? I said, how many believe Jesus came to the earth? This angel came down. Hallelujah. And this is not just in any ordinary angel. He came down from where? Come on.
Heaven.
Where did Jesus come down from? Heaven. I mean, also, he went back to heaven. And notice, this angel is clothed with a cloud. Hallelujah. Clothed with a cloud. You know, I was saying today, you know, God doesn't make naked angels. You ever seen naked angels on walls? Half naked? God, I want to tell you, ever who got that picture, but it wasn't from God. Can you hear that? God don't have naked angels. Amen? Every angel God has are clothed. How many believe that? How many believe you die tonight as a Christian, you're going to be clothed
yes.
in the spirit realm, aren't you?
Yes.
Amen? And so he's covered, and he's clothed here with a cloud. Now, let's go over to Psalms 104. 104. I shared this message this afternoon some, and I feel just to go back into it a little bit tonight. Psalms 104. How many believe we're just beginning to break through in some light in some of these things? God's got so much more to teach us, doesn't he?
Yes.
And if you know, if you're open, brethren, he'll show you. He'll teach you. Psalms 104, verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who covers thyself with light as with a garment. And how many believe that God's covering us tonight? Hallelujah. With that light. I want to tell you, as I said today, you know, man is not my covering. Jesus Christ, by His Spirit, is my covering tonight. I'm not looking to any group to cover me. I'm not looking to any church to cover me. I believe in all that. I believe in the church and the church government and all those things. But I tell you what, Jesus is my covering. How about you?
Amen?
Amen? And if you want man to cover, you can get anybody to cover. You know, there's a lot of people out there that say, I'll cover you. But it'll be the wrong sort. Come on. But Jesus, by His Spirit, Isaiah 30 says that He is our covering. And so, brethren, He wants to cover us tonight. Amen? He wants to clothe us with light. Hallelujah. Anybody want more light?
Amen.
Amen. And so he's clothed with a cloud. And we know that cloud speaks of a covering. It speaks of the glory of God, probably, and the righteousness and so forth. Christ is our covering tonight. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, it said something else here. And then he said, a rainbow was where? What was this rainbow at? Come on. Upon his where?
Head.
How many know the rainbow speaks of a covenant? In Genesis. Isn't that right?
Amen.
So right in the midst of darkness, death, destruction, demonic powers, God is saying there's light and there's a covenant.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. How many believe that we need a covenant with the Lord? Amen? And yet he said he's clothed, this rainbow, rather, here it was, upon his head. Now John saw that in chapter 1. So in the time of all this discouragement, this light's coming forth. In fact, you're going to see a lot of light here in this chapter. Praise the Lord. You're going to see fire. You're going to see not only this cloud, but you're going to see a rainbow and other things. I tell you, we need the light of God coming forth today. Amen? In us. Praise the Lord. Now, in Matthew 24, 22. Let's hold your place there. Let's go to Matthew. Matthew 24, 22. Matthew 24, 22. And it says this. Praise God. How many believe the devil wants to destroy humanity?
Yes.
He, Jesus said, except those days. What days? Tribulation.
Yes.
I'm going to tell it like it is. How many know the church is going to go through the tribulation?
Yes.
I don't beat any bones about it. Church is going through tribulation. I was in that other teaching years ago and thought I would never go through it. And would have to go through it. If I'm living, I will go through it with others. But he says here, except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Now, Satan would kill every human being in the earth if he could. But when God rises up through his elect, amen, they'll stop all that annihilation. How many know the devil would like to kill us? Come on now, amen? He'd like to destroy everybody. But through the elect, God will stay and stop a total annihilation. And so, when he said that rainbow, he said there was a covenant. And you remember back in Genesis, he said, I'll never destroy the earth again with what? Come on. Water. But how many know the earth's going to be purged by fire? This earth first, and then it'll happen even out there some way. But God's going to do it, isn't he? But I tell you, brethren, the enemy is out to destroy the church. But the church, by the power of God, will stay the hand of the enemy. Hallelujah. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Now back in Revelation. Back in Revelation, it says in chapter 10, praise the Lord,
hallelujah.
In chapter 10, verse 1 again, then it said, his face was as it were the sun. Hallelujah. I mean, no, that ain't no ordinary angel.
No.
His face was like the sun. Now, sometimes when angels appeared, they were bright and shiny like lightning and things. But here it says, his face shone like the sun. Praise the Lord. How many know that? That when Moses was on the mount, 40 days and 40 nights, there was so much, he was in that glory of God, wasn't he?
Yes.
There was so much radiation there, and power, and light, and glory. When he came, come on, they had to put a veil over his face. How many know that was the Old Testament? They're in the presence of God. But how many know we're living under the new covenant today?
Yes, hallelujah.
Come on now. Are we? How many of the greater glory is coming today?
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. And so Moses was covered with light. And so Jesus, his face shone like the sun. And then in Matthew 13, I want to show you the overcomers, the sons of God, rather, are going to shine. Look here in Matthew 13, verse 43. I know at night times we're tired, but brethren, hear this message tonight. It's not from me, it's from God. Hear it. You may be tired in your body. Rise up, and if the devil comes to put you to sleep, say, devil, get out of here. You ain't going to put me to sleep. I have to do that sometime too. Matthew 13, verse 43. Praise God. That's why I like to preach in the morning, get people when they're fresh. Hallelujah. What does it say? Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun. Where? In the kingdom of their Father. Anybody want to shine tonight?
Hallelujah.
Anybody want more glory to shine more? Come on. Amen. We got to have it, don't we? I mean, know that in the time of darkness, His glory shall be seen upon us. Anybody want more of that? Amen. Now, Stephen, look in Acts chapter 6. Stephen experienced it here. Last verse, chapter 6. It said, and all that sat in the council, looking steadfastly on him, saw his face as it had been the face of an angel. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And yet they still wanted to kill him. And they did kill him. But you know what? How many know when he died? He looked up. Come on. He looked up. He was full of the Holy Ghost. He looked up into heaven and saw that glory of God. And Jesus standing, come on, help me, on the right hand of God. How many believe he's there tonight? He stood up. He stood up. Praise God. When Stephen died, we know Stephen truly forgave. Amen? And so we know, and you know what the Lord said to me today? We had those prophecies this morning, right before I left. Here's what the Lord said to me. He said, there's coming an explosion from within to without. There's coming an explosion from within to without. And Jesus, there was so much glory in Jesus. It came from the inside to the outside. And brethren, when the fullness of God comes, there's going to be an explosion in you and me. Are you hearing me? From within to without. And men will see it. Hallelujah. I said, men will see it. Whether you believe it or not, men will see it. Hallelujah. I believe it. How about you? You believe it? I believe it. All right, now, back in chapter 10, Revelation. Chapter 10. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, give us that transfiguration. Get us ready for it, Lord. Now, look at verse 1 again. And his feet were like pillars of fire. Now, how many know that pillars represent a lot of things? How many know that some buildings are held up by pillars? Isn't that right? How many believe he's the foundation tonight?
Yes.
As well as the chief cornerstone. But pillars hold up the building. We've got to have some pillars in the church. Amen? Now, look back chapter 3, verse 12. Revelation 3, 12. And I want to look at this verse. He said, him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God. Anybody want to be a pillar tonight? That's an overcomer. We're overcoming the world, the flesh, and the devil. Amen? We're doing it by the Spirit too, aren't we? Hallelujah. And so he said his feet, though, were like pillars of fire. This speaks of those feet walking through tribulation.
Yes.
Now, Jesus is the head tonight. How many believe he's the head? He'll always be the head, won't he? He's the head. And we are the body and the feet company. I call it the feet company as well. Satan must be bruised shortly under our feet. Amen? In Isaiah 60, let's turn there. Hold your place there. Oh, Isaiah 60. Let me give you a scripture on the feet. Hallelujah. Praise God. How many thank God for the feet?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And you know, brethren, the feet's usually the last thing that comes out of the birth canal, when the child's born, the last things come out is the feet. Amen? Okay, look at chapter 60 and look at verse 13. He said, the glory of Lebanon shall come to thee, the fir tree, the pine tree, the box together, to beautify the place of my sanctuary. That's you and I. And I will make the place of my feet glorious.
Yes.
Glorious church. Come on, without spot and without. Come on. Wrinkle. How many believe that? Now, I mean, our head came forth 2,000 years ago.
Yes.
And now it's time for the feet, come on, to rise up. Moses saw the land, Joshua walked in it. A lot of people have revelation, that's wonderful. But that ain't enough. You got to start walking in it. Amen? Come on, somebody say amen.
Amen.
You have to see it's not enough. There's somebody going to walk over Jordan. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody's going to experience it. And so we are, by the grace of God, those feet. Amen. Now, you look in verse 2. I'm just going hurriedly through some of this. There's a lot here. Verse 2, and he had in his hand a little book, and notice the book was open.
Yes.
An open book. I want you to notice that. He had in his hand a little book open. Now, the other scripture on down says he raised up his hand to heaven, but the Greek says his right hand. So possibly he had the book in maybe the left hand. But nevertheless, it doesn't really matter. He had the book. He had in his hand a little book open, and then it says he set his right foot upon the sea, and he put his left foot, come on, on the earth. Now the sea is humanity, and the earth is the carnal realm. Isn't that right?
Yes.
You know what he's saying? In the midst of war, destruction, death, demonic powers, I'm in charge. I'm ruling. Come on. I'm reigning over the nations and over the carnal realm. Are you hearing me? And I believe he is, don't you? And over the demonic realm as well. Hallelujah. Jesus is reigning tonight. Praise God. He is ruling tonight. Now look at, let me show you something with these feet. Now where was the right foot at? And where was the left foot? Upon the earth. All right, now let's look at this. Revelation 13. Revelation 13, verse 1. Let's see the sea here. Let's see the sea. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea. Where did he put that right foot? On the beast. Anybody want to conquer the beast tonight? The beast, you know, at the feast? Liar for the fire. Okay. Now look at verse 11. Look at verse 11 in that same chapter. And I beheld another beast coming where? Where's he coming up out of? Out of the earth. This is the false prophet. And he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. He's got dragon breath, right? All right, now, the right foot on the sea, the beast. The left foot on the false prophet ministry. How many want to conquer the both of them? Anybody want to conquer the beast in your own life first, right here? There's a beast right here. A beast nature. Sure, it's out in the world. We know that. But it's also in the church, isn't it? And how many know Jesus has given us power to rise up over every enemy, including the beast? Amen? You believe that?
Amen.
Now, notice what it says here. In chapter 10, he said, and he cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roars. I mean, we all know when a lion's going to roar.
Yes.
And you know, brethren, we need that lion and that lamb, but how many know you need the lamb nature when you're dealing with people? And you need that lion nature when you're dealing with your enemy.
Right.
Come on, somebody help me now. And this lion's roaring. You believe that? I said this lion is roaring. Look in chapter 5, verse 5. 5:5. What does it say there? It says, one of the elders said to me, weep not, behold, the lion of the tribe of praise, or Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed, or overcome, or conquered the book to loose the seven seals thereof. Hallelujah. So Jesus is that mighty lion that's roaring. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Now, looking back in chapter 10, when that lion with that loud voice roared, then he said, he cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. Seven thunders. I don't know what the seven thunders are. And I really question those who say they know it. I don't know myself. But notice what he says. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. So there are seven thunders. Now,
I want to show you something here. How many know that in the book of Revelation, that lightning many times is mentioned first, sometimes, brother, but other times thunder is mentioned first before lightning. But what comes first in the natural? No, what comes first in the natural? Lightning comes, and then the thunder. Isn't that right? A sound produced by a flash of lightning. That is thunder. Now, here in Revelation, let's go. Let me show you something. Look in chapter 4 and verse 5. I want to show you some scriptures on lightning and thunder here. Revelation 4, verse 5. And it said, out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne and before the seven spirits of God. Now I want you to notice this is coming out of the throne right before the opening of the seven seal book. You've got, before that book is open, here in chapter 5 and chapter 6, you have lightning, thundering, voices, and so forth. All right, now, look in Revelation 8. Look in Revelation 8. And verse 1, as the seventh seal, or the seventh mystery, is open, notice there's silence in heaven. One guy told me one time, you know, Tommy, there'll be no women in heaven. I said, why? Well, the Bible said 30 men. I better stop there, hadn't I? Another guy said, I know. Another person said, well, you know, that 30 minutes in heaven, that silence is to get all the prophetic teachers charged straight. Okay? All right. When it opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven the space of an hour, half an hour. That's a lot of time in the spirit time. I forget what it is. I can't remember right now. But anyway, it's different than just earthly time. But I want you to notice something. Now look down to verse 5. Look down to verse 5. And the angel took the censer, filled it with the fire of the altar, cast it to the earth, and there was voices. Come on. What else?
Thunder.
Notice the thunders before here. First. God reversed it. Thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. At the time of the seventh seal, there's thundering and lightnings and all those things happening. Now, look over in chapter 11. Revelation. Chapter 11 and verse 15. Now, notice in verse 15, here is the seventh angel sounding here in this chapter. And it says, there was great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ. And He's going to what?
Reign forever and ever.
He's going to reign forever and ever. All right, now look down to verse 19 at the time of the seventh trumpet blowing here in Revelation. Look in verse 19. And the temple of God was what? Come on. Open in heaven. And there were seen in the temple the ark of His testament, and there was lightnings, voices, and thunderings, and an earthquake and great hail. So at the time of the seventh trumpet, you've got thunder, you've got lightning. Amen? Now go to Revelation 16. Hallelujah. How many love this book?
Amen.
How many love the whole book?
Amen.
Revelation 16, 17. It says this, and the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air. This is bold judgment. And there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, it is what?
Done.
It is done. You know, you can kind of compare the seven trumpets and the seven vials together, if you've ever done that. Now look at verse 18. What happened when the seventh vial or the seventh bowl judgment was opened? There was voices and thunders. Notice that comes first. And lightnings and a great earthquake and so forth. Hallelujah. So before the opening of the seal book, before the seventh seal, or in the time of the seventh seal, and in the time of the seventh trumpet and the seventh vial, there was lightnings and thunders. Hallelujah. Well, how many know there's a message and all that? Look in Revelation 14. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Revelation 14. Revelation 14, verse 1. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion, and with him 140,000. And remember, these are not Jehovah's Witnesses. Right? Having, come on, his father's. And if you got the father, how many of you got the son also? You got the father's nature name written, notice, in their foreheads. And then he said, I heard a voice from heaven as the voice, come on, of what?
Many
waters. And as the voice, great thunder. Hallelujah. So John heard this 144,000, and he heard the voice of many waters there, and he said it was like thunder. Amen? And notice, and I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. Now go back to Ezekiel 43. I want to show you this verse here in 43 of Ezekiel. Actually, it was prophetic here in Ezekiel. Back here. Ezekiel 43. Again, we've only scratched the surface of what God's wanting to show us. Amen?
Amen.
Chapter 43 of Ezekiel. And look at verse 1. And it said, afterwards he brought me to the gate, even the gate that looks towards the east. I mean, that's where the sun comes up.
Yes.
That's where the light begins to shine. Amen? Maybe right in your eyes when you wake up. Amen. And behold, what's this? The glory of the God of Israel came from the way of the east. You know, when Glenn and Irma and Bill and I were in Ohio that time. No, West Virginia. West Virginia. Praise God. West Virginia, the Hallelujah Barn. That's right. The Hallelujah Barn. I said, Lord, what am I going to share tonight? And just as I spoke that, he said, speak going from east to west. How many of the lines are going to flash from east to west? You believe that? Amen? The gospel came from the east to the west. Jesus came from the east. It says here, and the glory of God came from the way of the east. And his voice was like, come on, the noise of
many waters.
There it is. His voice like the voice of many waters. And the earth shined with his glory. Anybody want your earth to shine tonight? Come on, you'll get so much Jesus in you, it'll start shining. Amen? Hallelujah. And then verse 4, he said, the glory of this glory came now to the house of God. I'm going through this quick. And verse 5, he said, that the glory filled the house. That's Pentecost right there.
Yes.
I mean, when they were sitting, the glory of God, the Spirit came where they were sitting. And something said on them, tongues of fire. Amen? And then in verse 6, I heard him speaking unto me out of the house. That's a prophetic word. That's word of knowledge, words of wisdom. How many of God wants to speak out of our house?
Yes.
Come on, help me now. And then verse 7, right on through 9, he's talking about defilement and kings and whoredoms that's in people. And if you want that king that comes from the east to come to your house, to fill your house and speak out of your house, now you've got to get delivered. Ain't we got any kings in our house tonight? Come on. Mm-hmm. And then verse 10, notice what he said. Son of man, show the house to the house of Israel. The first house was Jesus. How many know that's the house we better see first?
Yes.
Show the house to the house. Amen? Anybody want to see Jesus tonight?
Yes.
Show the house to the house, the church. Now, how many know when you see Jesus, you're going to see yourself? Now, I heard a man on television recently. I'll tell you who it was. It's Charles Capps. He said this after chapter 3 of Revelation. You don't see the church here on the earth anymore. How many know that's not true? You know, I'm not against Brother Capps, but it's not true. And I was taking a bath, and the Lord said to me, because they say that, it's because they don't see me in the book of Revelation. How many know that when you see Jesus, you're going to see his body? I said, when you see Jesus, you're going to see his body.
Amen.
I said, when you see Jesus, you're going to see his body.
Amen.
Chapter 1, he saw one like unto the Son of God. Remember that? Chapter 1? And it was Christ. And yet it was also his body as well. Because he heard right there in chapter 1, that voice of many waters. And when he shall appear, we shall be, come on, like him. How many believe that?
Amen.
Amen. And so, and then in verse, look here, in verse 12, he said, this is the law of the house. Upon the top of the mountain, the whole limit thereof round about shall be most holy. God's going to have a most holy house, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Because he's a most holy God. You believe that?
Yes.
I said, do you believe that?
Yes.
Now, let's go back to Revelation 14 just a second. And then we're going to 7 for just a second. Praise God for His Word. Now, how many did he see in Revelation 14? How many people did he say was here in verse 1? 144,000. Now, in the Greek, it says 144,000s, plural. Do you know that? Thousands. Now, how many know in Genesis, when God created the earth and the heavens and everything, 6 days, you know, evening and morning, so forth. How many believe that was, first of all, 24-hour days possibly at that time?
Yes.
But yet a day with the Lord is as what?
A
thousand years, and a thousand years as a
day.
All right, 6 days, 24 hours a day, that's 144. Is that true? 6 times 24 is 144. And you multiply that by 1,000, what you got? 144,000. He started with it in Genesis. He's going to end with it in Revelation. Now, that is not a literal number. It is a symbolical number. I believe with all my heart. Praise God. Now, you take 12 by 12 is what? Times 10 by 10 by 10, that's 144,000. 10 by 10 by 10 was the dimension of the Holy of Holies in the Old Testament. And brethren, these are Holy of Holies people. 100 folders. Anybody want to make the 100 fold? Anybody want to put your flesh down and make the 100 fold? Through Christ. Amen? I mean, no, we're not there. Anybody says it, they're not telling the truth. Come on. We're going together, aren't we? Hallelujah. All right, now look in chapter 7 of Revelation. I believe it's chapter 7 I want to go. Let's see. Yeah. I want to show you this word east again that we saw in Ezekiel, real quick. He said here in chapter, just verse 1, I'm not going to get into all this, there's so much here. After these things I saw how many angels? Four angels standing in the four corners of the earth. And I believe that. Holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor the sea, nor any tree. And I can explain all that, but I'm not going into it. And I saw another angel coming, ascending from which way? He's coming from the east. That's light. He's coming with light. He's bringing light. He's ascending. Now, this is, notice, he saw four, then he saw another one, which is five, which is five is the number of ministry, right? This is the ministry angel here. Hallelujah. How many believe there's a ministry rising with a message to seal us in this hour? That God's given people. Isn't that right? Not just one man. I'm not saying that. Then he said something else. Having the what? Seal of the living God. How many believe God's alive tonight and living?
Amen.
Praise God. And of course, we know he sealed the servants, verse 3, of our God in their foreheads. Those are bond slaves, bond servants, even unto death, those love slaves. And he seals those servants. Now, go over with me to Revelation 19. Remember we saw in chapter 14 that he heard, or rather we read, that they had the voice of what? Many waters. Isn't that right? Now, look here in chapter 19. I want to show you this same thing that we saw there in chapter 14. It's also in Ezekiel that we read a while ago for chapter 43. Look in verse 6. And I heard, as it were, of chapter 19, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters. There it is. See? Great multitude, voice of many waters. And as the voice of mighty thunderings, there it is now. Mighty thunderings, not just thunderings. Saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife hath made herself ready. Amen. Most of us think about the marriage supper, seeing a table 1,500 miles long. Come on. Got green beans, mashed potatoes. Come on, dinner salad. That isn't what we're talking about. How many know he said, I stand at the door and what? If any man hear my voice and open up, come on. He said, I will come in to him and sup with him. That word sup is supper. He said, I'm going to sup with him and he with me. Jesus is going to eat first. What's he going to eat? That which he's put in you and me.
That's right. Amen.
That nature and character and substance he puts in us. How many know if you spread a table for Jesus, he's going to spread a big one for you. Come on, amen. Oh, hallelujah. Anybody want to have the intimacy with Jesus tonight? That's where it's at, isn't it? That is the supper. We're in that marriage feast right now. I said, we're in it right now. How many know there was those had excuses? They were called to the marriage of the son, the king. Remember that? How many know they turned him down? Well, I married a wife. I bought some land. And what else? Got some oxen. How many believe excuses will not last in that day? Amen? Amen. So it was like the voice of a great multitude. Praise God. All right, now, let's go over. Let's go over to Revelation 10 again, where we started. And so he tells him to seal up those things, those seven thunders. That's what Daniel was told in the book of Daniel, chapter 8, verse 26, 12, 4, and 12, 12, 9 of Daniel. But look with me in verse 5 of chapter 10. And the angel that I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand. Now I said the Greek says right hand to heaven. And swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created what? Heaven, and the things that therein are, and the earth, and the things that are therein are, and the sea, and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. Now, you can read that scripture over in Colossians, actually, more or less like that. But notice that last phrase, there should be time no longer. You know what that means? No more delay. Which means this thing is going to come quickly now, suddenly. How many believe that that work he's going to do is going to be quick in us? Amen? He's going to cut it short in what? Righteousness. How many know we don't have time to play church? If we're playing church, how many know we're on the wrong team? Come on, amen? And so he said that, he said in this verse, brethren, right here, he said that there should be time no longer, which means no more delay. Now, look in verse 7. Look in verse 7. Here, also, and what does he say in verse 7? He says right here, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel. Now, we saw that in 1150, when he shall begin to sound. Now, notice, a beginning, then there's a continuation, and then there will be an ending. And I teach and I believe with all my heart that this trumpet is 1,000 years. Did you hear what I said? It's not 5 minutes. What did Jesus say? Those that believed on him, he said, I'll raise him up in the last day. That last day begins at the coming of the Lord and will last for 1,000 years. Come on, amen? Praise God. All right. Now, in this seventh trumpet, this seventh trumpet speaks of resurrection. It speaks of transfiguration. It speaks of the man-child of Revelation 12:5. The overcomers, God's catching them to the throne. It's the seventh message that God is bringing to the church to perfect and mature them. It is a time of the overshadowing, and it's a time of the fullness of God that's in a people. And some of you don't know what in the world I'm talking about. You know what? The Holy Ghost knows. I mean, He'll tell you. If you don't understand it, brethren, just receive it. I mean, He'll talk to you. Amen? Maybe in the bathtub. Do what? Hallelujah. He'll talk to you, won't he? Has he ever talked to you in the bathtub? Praise God. Amen. Now, I'm going to skip over a lot of this. Now look back in chapter 10. Look in chapter 10. Look in verse. We're still in 10, aren't we? Well, I've been bouncing back and forth so much. All right. Now look in verse. Look in verse 6. And swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created... Well, we read that. All right, verse 7. We read that. Now, verse 8. And the voice... And we'll preach it over, I guess. And the voice which I heard from heaven... Now, look at this. The voice which I heard from heaven. Now, look back up to verse 4. He said, I heard a voice from heaven, didn't he? And then in verse 8, he said, and the voice that I heard from heaven spake to me again. Aren't you glad when God speaks once, He'll speak again? Hallelujah. All right, now watch. And said, go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which stands upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel and said to him, give me the little book. And he said to me, take it, eat it up. It shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as... honey. Hallelujah. Now, you know what I see right there? a command in verse 8 through 10, a command, obedience, and the result is sweet and bitterness, which means at the end of the age, you've got to take both of them together. Anybody hear that? Now, what did God tell him to do here? He said, eat the book. Now, how many know that if the enemy would ever come in and take all the Bibles away, we're going to have some walking Bibles. Do you hear what I said? If the enemy would ever come and take all the Bibles away, or as many as he could get, I believe I'd want to hide mine somewhere. There's some walking Bibles. You know what? There's some people eating the Word. Anybody want to eat the Word? Digest it. It becomes part of you. How many know we're living epistles read and known of all men? How many know Jesus was the Word manifested in the flesh? And again, there's going to be a people, hallelujah, who's coming into His likeness, His image. Come on. And that Word's going to be manifest again in these mortal bodies. Do you believe that? Huh? I said, do you believe that?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, thank God for that. Now, you know, in Revelation, there was the book of Revelation itself. There's a seven seal book that Jesus opened. There's a little book right here that's open. There is the book of life, and there's the books of works for in the time of judgment. Now, how many believe that when you eat the book, you've got to... Well, first of all, there's a command. He said, you take that book, John, and eat it. I believe God's telling us that tonight. Eat the book, right? Which means there's got to be a hunger, a thirst, appetite, and a desire for this Word. You know, some people love the television more than they do the Word. They love activity and pleasure more than they do the Word. How many know we got to get this in us first? Come on, somebody say amen. I'm not telling you to throw your television out. I got one. Amen?
Amen.
But we got to get this Word in us. Hallelujah. Now, Ezekiel had to eat the Word. Chapter 3, he had to eat the Word. Now, I want you to hear this. John took the little book. Ezekiel took the roll of a book, didn't he? John took the book, and he ate the book. Ezekiel took the roll and ate the roll. And it was sweet in John's mouth as honey. And it was sweet in Ezekiel's mouth as honey. John said it was also bitter in his belly. And I want to tell you something. Revelations are sweet, but when you start walking it out, how many know there's some bitterness with it? Some hard times, isn't that right? Come on now. Now, Ezekiel didn't say it was bitter, but he said, I went in the bitterness of my spirit, and I sat down among them astonished for 7 days. And then, here's what God says to John. John, you must prophesy again to peoples and nations and tongues and kings. You know what he said to Ezekiel? Go speak to the house of Israel, those rebels who would not hear him. And brethren, I've met people that don't want this Word. They don't like to study the Bible. They don't want anything to do with the Word of God. Except just go to a religious club. I don't want no religious club. How about you? You know, God woke me up this morning and He began to speak to me about Ephesians. And I thought I was going to preach on that today, but I didn't. How many know that that church was so bombarded by the devil? But you know why it was bombarded? Because it was called to sonship. How many know if God's called you to sonship, you're going to be bombarded. But you're going to have something to bombard back against Him.
Amen.
Come on, amen? And the Bible said they left their what? First love. And how many know when you leave that love of God, all you have is a club, a religious club. Isn't that right? Amen. And I don't want that. I want to be where the true, pure spirit of love is. Amen, in a church. How about you? Local church, universal church, we want to see it. So he told John, he said, John, you will prophesy again. Hallelujah. And I tell you, brethren, there's a people arising in the earth with a prophetic mantle on them. Amen. I don't mean they're just going to prophesy to people. They're going to speak the word of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Like David said last night, wherever you go. You know, God's used me right in the airports. Has He ever used you out there in places like that? Huh? Words of wisdom, words of knowledge. Get them filled with the Holy Ghost or whatever He wants to do. Hey, let Him use you. How many know we're His witnesses tonight? We are His witnesses. Now, When he told John here that he would prophesy again, he's a picture of those in chapter 11. Now, I want to say something right here. In chapter 11, people say, well, when is the tribulation going to start? Is it going to be a big war in, you know, the Middle East? Is it going to be a big earthquake or whatever? Well, how many know those things are coming? But the great tribulation, the sign that I truly look for, and I believe the Lord has showed me in my heart, when I see the overcomers rise up from the same power Jesus had in the earth during the works of Jesus, you'll know the tribulation's here. Did you hear what I said? When you see the same overcomers worldwide standing up in the power of God doing the works of Jesus that Jesus did, the tribulation will be here. Hallelujah. Tribulation is not 7 years. It is 3.5 years. You know, there's 7 scriptures I can give you. Anybody want them? Well, I can give them to you. 7 scriptures to show you the tribulation is not 7 years. It's 3.5 years. There's not one scripture. Now, the scripture is about in the Old Testament where people went through things 7 years. But the tribulation is not 7 years. I know there's a big argument over that. And some say 40, and some say this, and some say that. But let's stick with the book. I don't care any opinion about man. I want to see what the book says. Come on, my opinion ain't worth nothing. How about yours? Amen. It's thus saith the Lord. Isn't that right? And if he says 3.5, I'm going to go with the Bible. How about you? Praise God. But there's a lot of things we yet don't know. But he's going to show us. If we stay teachable. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And you know, brethren, there's a lot of things being taught. Again, I heard this man say these words just recently. Don't believe everything's being preached on the television. There are some good things. But you better have a discerning heart. Because I don't believe everything's preached on it. Some of it's just not God. But God will judge. We're not the judge. God will judge. But how many know that this man said, here's what he said. He said in Thessalonians, where the scripture says that the day of the Lord cannot come except there be a falling away and the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. See, you know what they do? They make a distinction between the coming of the Lord, they say, and the day of the Lord. Listen, they are one. When Jesus comes, it will be the day of the Lord. Number two, he said this. He said the word falling away there is the rapture. And that is a lie. That word falling away is the word apostasia. The falling away. The rebellion. The revolt. It is turning, defecting from the truth. Turning from the truth. And the Lord showed me not only would people do that, but he also, I believe, has showed me or talked to me in my heart about this. There are people know exactly what God wants, but they back up on God and won't do it. I mean, no, they're fallen. Did you hear what I said? When God shows you what he wants and you back up on God, how many believe you ain't going forward until you obey God?
Amen.
Come on, somebody say amen.
Amen.
And brethren, I'll tell you something. The stars are fallen. They are fallen. We better not be a casualty ourselves. Let's pray for those who are weak. Let's help those that are weak. And let's pray that we don't fall. Amen ourselves. Don't let pride come in and destroy us. Let us go down. And let God humble us and set us free. Praise God. Any questions on this chapter that we cover tonight? Yes, sir, brother. I know that one brother said that. I'm just not going to say that. I take it as the word, you know, basically. I'm not going to say. I know what he said, yeah. I won't say that personally. Somebody else. I'm sorry. Yes, sir, that's one way. That's one way. He said that right in that same chapter. Yes, yes, yes. But I also believe there's a church going on for God, too. Amen? So you got two things. You got an outpouring coming, God moving, maturing people, and you got people turning from God. You got stars that are falling. Okay, somebody else. Sister, brother. Yeah. Okay, Revelation. There's two in Revelation 11, two in Revelation 12, one in Revelation 13. Daniel 7 and Daniel 12. 7 scriptures. There, just set it out yourself. Somebody else. One more question. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir? I don't believe it is, brother. I don't know the time zone. I don't believe the time zone. I'm not putting any dates. You know, I don't know the time zone, but I just know we're coming up to the time of the end, but God has the time in his hands. I think his date setting is just too dangerous. How about you?
Amen.
You know, just get in the flow and do the will of God. How many know it'll come quick enough?
Yes.
Amen. So let's don't worry about the time zone. Let's just be concerned about getting in the will of God and doing his will, brother. You're right. Praise the Lord. Okay, may the Lord bless you. Let's stand. Hallelujah. How many appreciate this camp?
Amen.
Just give the Lord a wonderful hand tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. You know, I think this book should have been named War in the Saints as well. Amen. How many know that's where some war is? But you know, even in the midst of all that trouble in us, there's also comfort that comes in us too. So, amen. To help us. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you, Father God, for you are truly speaking things to us. And Lord, we thank you that you came down from heaven, hallelujah, to set mankind free. And Lord, we thank you that those great feet are upon the nations and upon the mind, the carnal mind tonight. Lord, you are ruling and you are reigning regardless of what we see in the natural. You are in charge. And we thank you, Lord, that there is no fear in our God, but there's faith, and there's truth, and there's boldness. We bless your holy name. And everybody said in Jesus' name,
amen.
Amen.
They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of the eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.